Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Health Cafe. I'm your host, Vanessa Tiu, and this is part two of our little two-part catch-up episodes. Today, we are focusing on and chatting all about post-grad life, mental health, honestly, just like a real catch-up moment, but focusing more on the post-grad life, post-school feelings, all that good stuff. Yeah, that's mainly what we are chatting about today. I'm excited to dive into this because I feel like I've touched on it here and there, but obviously I haven't done a full episode on what post-grad has really been like for me and honestly this year as a whole. So I'm excited to just chat more in depth about that, my feelings about it, and how I truly have been doing and coping with being a recent undergrad graduate, not being in school anymore, and kind of just living life. So if you are in the same boat, or if you are in a similar position, or you are going to be there soon, you definitely can relate to this episode. If you liked my episode on that you are more than just a student, you're definitely gonna like this episode as well. But I'm excited to just chat again. I feel like last episode and this episode, it's nice. I don't have a ton of structure again. It's really just like a free flow, honestly, almost like a stream of consciousness as well, chatting about all the things you guys have been wanting me to catch you up to speed on and talk about. So let's jump right into it. As you guys know, it was kind of back in, I want to say July, August, when I did the 90-day challenge. I was in a really weird funk and just lifestyle shift, I feel like. I was feeling empty and lost, and I want to say that those feelings really carried through into October and November. Kind of took a break for September because September, I feel like, had so many exciting things going on that my brain was just so preoccupied and not even really thinking about those feelings. But I want to start with that feeling of being empty, lost, and in a funk. Obviously, I graduated in June and I was already feeling those weird meh gray feelings back in February, March, even a little bit in April, and then May was an amazing month. And then June slowed down, but was still busy, and then came back a little bit July, August, and for the rest of the year. Overall, this year has been a whirlwind for me. It has been one of the most amazing years where so many amazing life changes and things happened. Like, I graduated. That is an accomplishment. It's an amazing thing, and I'm so proud of myself for doing it. I got engaged, another big life milestone and step. Just so many amazing, exciting things this year. But anytime anyone asks me, I keep saying as well that this has been one of the hardest years I have also ever experienced. Just mentally draining, mentally challenging, and so many big life changes and shifts that as much as it's been amazing, it has been equally as difficult and hard of a year for me. Before finishing school and graduating, I was really excited to be done school. I had been wanting to be done school for a while. I was just fed up with it. I was done. I didn't feel like I belonged in the academic stream or system anymore. My job was going really well, and I just wanted to be able to pursue that full time. And I was just excited to be done school, graduate, leave. And then once I got out, I feel like my feelings really shifted. It definitely took a bit. I was so excited to be done. And obviously it was summer when I graduated. So it's kind of the normal summer feelings of you're not in school. You have somewhat of a irregular rhythm and flow, regardless of whether you're in school or you're working or not. Summer, I feel like, just has a bit of a different buzz. It's summer for everybody. But then September hit and came back around and definitely got stronger feelings of this emptiness of I'm not a student, I'm not in class, I don't have a regular routine, and I am just doing my work 24/7 and I love it, but at the same time it is draining me and it's burning me out. And do I really love this? I feel like I really started questioning so many things, from my job to who I am as a person to what I want to do with my life. I just felt and still kind of feel so lost, without direction, without a sense of, okay, like, where am I going in life? What am I doing? Is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? Is this where I want to be in 5 years? I definitely was not goal-oriented. I was not, I don't even want to say driven, because I did have a few small goals and smaller things I was working towards, but overall, there was just this huge sense of confusion and like, what the heck am I doing with my life? And I feel like a lot of post-grads or people soon to be graduating can really feel that. Even if you love what you're studying and maybe you had an idea of what you wanted to do, maybe you're in the job hunt or job searching world right now, I think it's really difficult to honestly be a post-grad and not know what you want to do, unless you're 100% sure, like whether you're continuing school, you're doing a master's, you're doing a PhD, you're doing an MD. If you're staying in school, I feel like those feelings aren't the same. Or if you have a job set up for you and it's like your dream job, but if you're in that, okay, I'm graduated, I have a degree, is this really what I want to do questioning phase, you kind of just feel empty and lost and so unsure of everything. And I think the weirdest thing about finding myself in this position is that before graduating, I was so sure of what I wanted to do and that I wanted to be graduated, that I wanted to work full-time in what I was doing. And then once I hit that and I was working full-time in what I was doing, I was like, is this really what I want to do? Big question mark, big question mark, big question mark. And continued questioning it. And I feel like for a while, I never really sat down with myself and really thought through that. I just was like, yeah, I guess this is, and I just kept kind of pushing off those feelings and just almost living in the gray and meh and weird emptiness. Like, I didn't want to address it and I didn't really want to move forward from it because I felt this sense of loss of not being a student anymore. And I think for so much of this year, I was clinging to that and holding on to the fact that I still wanted to be in school and I still wanted to have that given routine to me and know that, oh, I'm still in school, like I have time to figure this out. But now that I'm graduated, I don't have time to figure that out, which I think is such a oxymoron, because now that I'm graduated, I have all the time in the world to figure out what I want to do with my life. But it feels like there's this sense of rush and urgency that we need to have our lives sorted as soon as you graduate, or even before you graduate, that you need to have your lives sorted and know what you want to do. And I think a big realization and conclusion that I've come to is just that your 20s, you don't have to have them figured out. You don't have to have life figured out in your 20s. And I think that is the beauty of being a young adult and being in your 20s, being a post grad or recently graduated, or maybe you left school and you're just trying to find out what you want to do and who you want to be. I think your 20s are a time that you're supposed to make mistakes, that you're not supposed to know what you do. Maybe you quit a few jobs, maybe you get fired from a few jobs, maybe you move around jobs a lot and you experiment and you try new things and you try and figure out really who you are. I think rushing into university and rushing into school is almost like a safety net. And back, I want to say October, I started strongly considering going back to school, literally just because I was missing the feeling of being in school, not really because I wanted another degree or because it was going to help me pursue what I thought was the career that I wanted. No, I was literally just missing the safety net of school and being so afraid of trying to figure out who I really am and what I really want long term as my career and goals in this life. I think there are so many things that I am sure of. I know, for example, that Alan is my life partner and I'm so excited to be a wife and be married and start my life with him. I know that I want to be a mom eventually. I know that I want to travel more. But when it comes down to my career and long-term what I want to do with my life in that aspect, I think that I still feel some sense of loss, but for a while felt really, really lost. And that my dreams were starting to become too big and that I wouldn't be able to achieve what I really truly wanted to do. And so I started questioning, is that even what I really truly want to do? A lot of self-doubt, self-criticism, and overall a lack of self-worth, I feel like was really holding me back and keeping me stuck in this place for a while, and I'm still trying to work through it. I think that the next few months are going to be a big testament to my self-growth and to trying to figure out where I want to be and slowly coming out of this feeling of gray and colorless and just bleh and meh and actually coming back into the light. I feel like you could describe it as losing my sparkle again. And I think that this year has been a big in and out of losing my sparkle. And I'm just trying to find out who I want to be and who I am. And I feel like that's also why my content has also been a little confused and a little all over the place and not really had a strong direction, because I haven't had a strong direction. And I think content can sometimes be a really hard job to do when you're so confused on who you want to be and what direction you want to take your life. Because if you can't have direction in your own life, how is another project or work or basically the essence of you in video and photo format supposed to have direction? I know that for a while that was a big problem for me, is I was kind of just posting to post and remain consistent there, which I think is good for a point, because it's the same way in the gym where if you don't have motivation, you have to have dedication. I think is the same in some facets of life and in work. Sometimes we're going to hate our job. And I think even if it's a job that you love, you do not love every single aspect of your job or your work or school. You love bits and pieces. And sometimes maybe you find more joy in things overall than other times or periods in your life. Maybe there's a season where you absolutely hate everything about your job that at one point you used to absolutely love. And I think that I've also come to the realization that that is okay and so totally normal, as well as the fact that we don't have to have the same job or career or path throughout our life, that the path can change, that our jobs can change. I think that my parents' generation and the older generation was very much a generation where they had one job slash career for their entirety of their lives. I know both my parents worked the same job at the same place for the entirety of their career, and I think that that was just the norm in that generation. And now millennials and the younger generation, Gen Z, are like slowly breaking out of that and realizing like, hey, I don't have to work a corporate job my whole life if I don't want to. I don't have to follow this brick and mortar path. I can maybe be an artist for 10 years and then maybe I'll be a travel agent for another 3, or maybe I'll go and get my nutritionist certification and do that for 4 or 5 years of my life. And maybe it's inconsistent and unstable, but I think it allows us to explore more avenues of things that we're interested in. And I think that our interests really do change throughout our life. Maybe there are some core pillars to us that never really change. There's facets of you that are going to remain the same throughout your life. But as we grow and age and mature, I think that our interests grow and change as well, which I think is such a beautiful thing, and that our jobs and careers should flow and change and grow with that as well. I think that school is this big shell and safety net of you can explore different avenues and keep putting off that big question of, okay, what do I want to do now? Because, oh, I have to focus on this test and I have to study for this exam and I have to work on projects for this course. So you're always kind of in a loop or circle of next project, next course, next grade. Whereas once you're out in the real world, suddenly these questions hit you of, wait a second, do I actually enjoy learning about this? Do I actually enjoy putting what I learned into practice? Is this really where I want to be? And I think for some people it is. Some people absolutely love what they study and they want to do that for the rest of their life in terms of putting it into practice in their career. And some people finish and they go, okay, what the heck? I loved learning that, but that's not really what I want to do in my job and in my career. If you are newer around here, I did a 4-year degree at University of Toronto. My major was in biology, and I did a bit of a specificity in neurobio, and then I had a double minor in psychology and in business. So clearly what I studied was not what I'm now doing full-time. I obviously do content full-time, and it's not always what I wanted to do, but it grew into I want to take this full time as my socials grew and I grew my passion for it throughout school. And originally that psychology minor was a chemistry minor. I loved chemistry. I did pretty well in it as well, up until a third year biochem course that was like my first course back in person post-COVID, but still like a 20-person class in a 300-person lecture hall. And I bombed all of my exams. And at that point, I was still thinking that med school or master's was up on the table. And I'm like, I can't have these grades if that's what I want to do. So I dropped it. And I was always good at psychology. I took first year psych and I absolutely loved it. I'd always been really interested in the human brain and learning more about how we as people work. So I switched over to a psychology minor. Definitely took a lot of deliberation, and I dropped my chem course 3/4 of the way through my first semester of my third year. So quite literally, I was 3/4 of the way done my degree, and I was like, nope, we're going to change minors here. So I also think that that represents life a little bit in the sense that you can be 3/4 of the way through your career, your job. Maybe you're 40 and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I think I want to explore a different avenue and a different career. And I think that that little hiccup of, I love chemistry, but it's not getting me where I actually want to be, is a good realization to come about. And I know that doesn't really have a lot to do with post-grad life, but I feel like even my figuring out what I wanted to do with my degree was rocky, and figuring out if I wanted to go to med school or master's or what I wanted to do. I went into university thinking that, okay, well, I guess I'm gonna go to med school, I'm gonna do sports med, and eventually, like, I'm going to, maybe I'll pursue my PT work a little bit more with that sports med. I knew that I was really good in school and I was smart, but school also burnt me out so heavily and made me so stressed and anxious. So I thought, okay, maybe let's go do a master's, because like, what am I going to do with an undergrad science degree? So I'll go do my master's in physiotherapy. Like, that's a good avenue for me. It's still sports, it's still med, it's still health and wellness, so I'm still really going to enjoy that. And then my socials grew and I was like, okay, maybe I don't have to go to school. I can actually do socials full time and maybe pursue some other avenues of health and wellness that I'm really interested in and I really want to pursue. And I had big plans, and I still do have big plans, but 2023 was going to be a big stepping stone year for me. And I think I just hit such a big mental wall and I didn't know how to climb over it. I had these goals, but they started dwindling away, and I just completely enveloped into myself and questioned whether I could do any of the things that I originally wanted to do, or maybe I shouldn't even be doing what I want to do. Maybe I should go back to school and do physiotherapy, or try and go to med school, or just go a different avenue completely than what I was heading down. And I think there's a good need for that and a good healthy balance of questioning, is this really what I want to do? But if it is so debilitating, like it was to me, that I woke up every morning going, I don't even know what I'm doing today. I don't even know what the point is. I don't know where I'm going. That's where you need to take a step back, and where I needed to take a step back and just go, hey, take a minute. Maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe a month. Maybe this is going to take a lot longer than you think it's going to figure out what you really want and who you really are, which is the phase that I'm currently in now. And like I said, I really think that it's okay to not have it fully figured out or not have a solid direction, but be consistently working towards it every single day. I think change is really scary. And even if you say you love change, I think that big life uproots and big life changes are always going to be confusing and hard. And I think that when you're no longer a kid and when you're fully an adult, is learning how to deal with those changes and keep moving forward. because the child in me wants to keep living in the past and wants to be like, no, I want to go back to school. I want to go back to high school. I want to not have a worry or care in the world. And that is just not realistic. It's not possible. I think it's beautiful to reminisce, but when you're so caught up in, oh, I wish I could go back, or just give me another 20 years and move forward and maybe I'll be where I want to be, you have to live in the present and you have to live in the now, because you can't live what you used to be. It's just that that's not who you are, or not where life is anymore. But you also can't live in the future and always be looking 10, 20 years forwards, because that's also not where you are. And maybe what you want in 2 years is going to change and that's going to look different. You really have to focus on right now and how can you live a better tomorrow, or how can you be 1% better tomorrow, or work 1% more towards that goal, or what's something that you're looking forward to today that makes life worth it today? Which leads me into a little bit more of the mental health side of this chat. As you guys know, I have previously and continuously struggled with anxiety, with panic attacks that kind of come and go. I'd say the peak of it was in first year. If you are newer around here and this is news to you, welcome here. It's not something that I talk about a ton, because I really do consider my major struggles with anxiety and panic attacks as a part of my past, but I have always struggled with my mental health. And I wouldn't say it's significant, but I would say that sometimes it is a little debilitating, in the sense that I can't pursue personal goals because I get so in my own head and I am so against myself. I truly am my own worst enemy in that sense. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that, of just being your own worst self-critic, of you are really truly the one thing standing in your way of trying to figure out who you are and where you want to be and get to your goals. And when I say that 2023 was a draining, mentally challenging year for me, I don't mean that it was the worst anxiety, the most panic attacks, the worst bout of depression that I've ever experienced, but it was a hard year. And the most consistent feeling of being gray and being anxious that I have felt in a good long period of time. And I really do think that it stems from the just not knowing anymore and questioning so many things. There were so many days where I would wake up and be like, okay, well, there's not really much that I want to do or I'm looking forward to today, so hopefully tomorrow's better, and just keep saying that. Maybe next week will be better. Maybe next month will be better. Maybe eventually color will come into my world again and things will seem interesting and exciting, but for so long, they just didn't. I would just go through my daily routine and wake up because it's what I had to do, and because I knew that I had to just keep moving and keep doing something to some sort of degree. But most days I just felt nothing, and it was an awful feeling. And I don't think that I felt that much of this in, like I said, a long time. February and March were very similar to this. But then it hit really hard, I feel like. October, November, August even a little bit as well. But October and November, they were hard months, you guys. And looking back, I can also say that I was not dealing with it well. And I could have dealt with it a lot better and maybe not have struggled as much as I did. But I was not journaling. I was more so just complaining and not really actually thinking through or talking about what was truly going on, but just complaining about the small stresses of everyday life rather than looking big picture and going, okay, what is causing me to be so anxious and stressed and worried over the smallest little things, or what is causing me so much upset and so much tears. Honestly, so much tears were shed in October and November over things that I thought were the issue when I wasn't looking at the big picture. Sometimes you really do need to take a step back and go, okay, I know that this should not be causing me this much stress and anxiety. So what is really the root cause and root issue of it? And I think for me, a lot of the time when I am struggling severely with my mental health, it's because I'm not looking at the bigger picture and not going, okay, what overall is causing me to feel this way? It's not the daily little random things that are making me anxious. There's something bigger that is like gnawing away at me that is causing me to feel this way over random little things every single day. I also want to say that through all of this, if you are feeling something similar or you've been trapped in feeling this way for so, so long, getting professional help is such an amazing thing and such a big step. And if you've ever moved towards getting help or even thought about it or looked at it, it is not a weak thing. It is such a strong thing to do. I am such an advocate of that. I think everybody in this world needs therapy to some sort of degree, and that it's not a weak thing to need. It's actually a really strong thing to do, and a really mature thing and a big step forward to do as well, because you can learn so many practical daily tools to just help yourself better throughout the day. So don't ever think that you are weak for needing help or for asking for help. You are so strong, and I am so proud of you. And I think we'll end off this episode with the actual post-grad life chat, in the sense of like what life has looked like for me. Life has been weird. Life has been confusing. And I am so grateful for feeling this way, because this gives me a chance to really dive deeper into myself and work through the nitty-gritty and work through these feelings of loss. Because I think that if I had just said, yep, this is what I want to do, and not ever addressed it, that it would come up later at some point. Or even if I felt good post-grad, I think that who I am, these feelings would surface at some point. Because I loved school. You guys know this. I loved being in a classroom. I loved being in a lecture hall. I love rewriting my notes. I actually genuinely like learning and studying. And I think that throughout this has also taught me that I just need to take more online courses as well, because I think that I love having an aspect of learning and school in my daily life. I think it's also such an amazing thing to be able to continue learning and continue education outside of school, because it really shows that we are lifelong learners. We're not meant to stop learning and just do something consistently through our whole lives. We are meant to learn, and we're meant to grow as individuals and as people. And so life, like I said, has kind of been weird. It's been a big reset, and I'm really excited for 2024 to, first of all, slow down during the holiday seasons, take a well-needed and well-deserved work break, like quite literally turn off my devices for at least 3 days, if not longer, not look at emails, not look at social media, and just like unplug, unwind. I definitely need that. I don't know about you guys, but the holidays are a great time to really just be present, but also to take a step back and work into yourself and dive into yourself and go deeper a little bit more than you typically would, especially with New Year's around the corner at the holiday season. Like I said, I'm super excited for 2024. I'm excited to do my typical reset, but also something a little bit different. I think I'll do probably a full podcast episode on 2024 prep and just getting into the best version of you and prepping for that for the new year. Obviously, you can do that at any time during the year, but the new year always, it's new. It has a sense of newness, of this year is going to be better. It's, I don't know, it always feels like a reset, even if it literally is just another day, another Monday, another week. But it always feels a little bit nice to freshen up and reset, realign yourself for the new year. So I'm really excited to do that. Sit down, set new goals, and honestly do a really long few days of journaling. I think that I need to sit through and sort through myself. And whether I take you guys with me on that or not, I definitely will share about what I've been doing, whether I make a full video on it or just chat about what I've been doing. We shall see. But life has looked very habitual and very routine for the last, I want to say, few months. And I think 2024 is going to call for getting out of my comfort zone and embracing feelings definitely more. I'm trying not to cry right now. I actually don't know why I'm getting so emotional now at the end of this episode, but I feel like just after talking about how I honestly have been doing for the last few months, it is like a little bit of a sigh of relief of being able to fully express and fully explain that. I feel like I don't even know if I've fully explained it well, but the podcast family, at least here, knows a little bit of the realness and the rawness. And I always, whether it's on Instagram, YouTube, try and be transparent and share, but sometimes it gets really hard and you just want to hide into a little hole sometimes of yourself, of like, maybe I should just keep my pages professional and not get into the nitty-gritties all the time. But I also think it is so true and real and honest of me to be able to share this with you guys, because I know there are so many of you that are going through the same thing and that you feel so alone like I do and I did. And so I always want to be able to be a safe space for you guys, and always know that you have someone to talk to, someone that helps you maybe not feel so alone in this big, scary world and life. Like, we are all just doing life for the first time, and it can be really hard sometimes. And so you're not alone. We're all human. It's so easy to see on social media so many amazing things that other people are doing, and everybody is having such a good life, and here we are not feeling the greatest. So you're not alone, and not everyone has it all put together all the time. And I think also a big lesson that I think I can take away is that you can seem to have everything, but it doesn't mean that you're happy with it or that you're okay or you're living good. I think that when you are mentally happy and mentally well, it's not going to matter what's in your life or what you're doing. So this holiday season, I really hope that you take a step back and you focus in on yourself and how you really have been doing and feeling, because it has been a big wake-up call for me the last few months, and just reality check of checking in with myself, because I had not been doing that. But I'm going to wrap up today's episode and just say that I love you guys all so, so much. Thank you for always being here for me and for supporting me, and know that I am always here for you as well, to be a friend, to be someone that you can relate to, and to know that I don't have all my shit figured out either, you guys. And I think that that is such a beautiful thing. So I hope you have a lovely holiday season. The next episode will be a 2024 something something. I'm so excited to dive into New Year's content. I feel like that's when I feel like truly it's some of my favorite content, but I will wait until the holidays are over, because I also think that one of the biggest things I've realized is just living in the moment. And I love the holidays. So let's not rush the holidays to get to New Year's and get to that prep. Let's spend the time with our loved ones and really slow down. But like I said, I love you guys so, so much. As always, if you have any episode requests, feel free to send us a message at thehealthcafe.co. I know these last two episodes were definitely more just me chatting with you guys, but if you have any episode requests or guest requests, please send them in, or on the website as well. I feel like I have said this too many times, but The Health Cafe, I know that the podcast is a very small part of it, and my Toronto babes that are listening, I have so much planned for the Toronto Health Cafe base in the new year. The podcast is just a fun little thing that we do. There's so much coming for the Health Cafe, and I know I've said that before, but I truly have big goals and big plans for it. But I love you all so much, and you guys will all hear me in the next episode. Okay.